Dan, how are you?
Tony, I'm good. Good to be with you.
Well, the first question I have is, are you crazy? Why in the world would you want to jump into all this crazy mess here in Michigan?
Well, it's a difficult time. There's no doubt about that. When I got the call from Governor-elect Rick Snyder with his positive and proactive problem-solving approach to doing this, I couldn't turn it down. So I'm looking forward to the challenge, and it will be a challenge.
Dan, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I grew up in southwest Michigan on a small family farm in Cassopolis. And from there, I had the opportunity to work for an agribusiness out of college, and then did some import-export work, and then found myself working as a policy advisor for the state of Michigan in both agriculture and environmental policy, and then ended up being the Department of Agriculture director for 9 years under two governors, both Engler and Granholm. Then went back to a foundation. The foundation I worked at, the Edward Lowe Foundation, champions entrepreneurship, small business development. But we have a secondary mission of environmental stewardship. We have 2,500 acres, and on that 2,500 acres, we've managed putting restored native prairie grasses, wetlands, and forest management practices. So we use the foundation as a place to do real live best practices for land use. And so so now I'm being tapped to come back to state government services after having been in that role, but have been gone for 5 years. I'm anxious to get back at it.
Governor-elect Snyder has said he wanted to introduce the concept the group executive will also be a department head. That means you are going to be in charge of agriculture, environmental quality, and natural resources. Tell us what that means, what you will be managing.
Yeah, Tony, again, Governor-elect Snyder, sincere about his interest in reinventing Michigan. And so there is a new management structure, and it really allows these group executives to have more contact with the governor. Every state department head will still be autonomous and have, again, the responsibility to manage their departments. And this is not adding a level of bureaucracy because, in my case, I'll still be required to manage the Department of Environmental Quality. But the structure really is going to allow us better coordination. In many cases, I think we're going to find some efficiency in that. There's no doubt that we'll be able to share some administrative services. And I think, again, the whole concept of a focus on quality and the protection of our natural resources, truly one of our key assets in Michigan. We want to make sure that we leverage that asset. We live in a great place, the state of Michigan, 20% of the world's fresh water, 19 million acres of forest land and 3,200 miles of coastline, second only to Alaska. That natural resource is absolutely going to be fundamental to, again, attracting people to live here, to work here, and to play here. And so it has to be a priority. And coordinating that priority between these three departments and putting a focus on that, recognizing the budget challenges that we're going to have, Tony, is really one of the first attempts by Governor-elect Snyder to reinvent Michigan.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're talking with Dan Wyatt, who has a bachelor's degree in food systems management from MSU and a master's degree in business administration from American University. What I find interesting about your background, Dan, is you're a farm guy. You've worked for state government before, and we constantly hear how Rick Snyder is bringing all these business guys in, and the misconception could be out there that these guys don't know what it's like to work in their fields, but that certainly isn't the case for you.
Well, in my case, grew up on a farm and learned to fish and hunt with my grandfather, and again, we currently actively manage property at our foundation. So, and then the major focus of the foundation the last 5 years of what I've done is working with entrepreneurs. And again, Rick Snyder is putting a focus on entrepreneurship and creating, again, opportunity for those who want to create businesses in Michigan. So it's a nice mix of backgrounds, actually. And again, I'm excited about the opportunity, but I recognize the challenge.
How has agriculture, environmental quality, and natural resources as departments been run the last 8 years? Are they in good shape, or are you going to have to make some changes?
First of all, let me say the quality of state employees, I think, is exceptional, and I think we need to recognize that. I think there's an awful lot of talent in these departments. I'm looking forward to working, again, setting priorities. I think that's going to be key, and focusing on what's important, and then aligning resources so that we can make environmental stewardship a priority for this state. We can protect this important natural resource. So I'm looking forward to just better coordination of the three departments, and the new structure is going to allow us to do that. There's a lot of, again, shared services. I'm looking forward to that. A lot of crossover in policy, whether it's wildlife management, its effect on farms, whether it's water quality, and what comes off a farm into lakes and streams. And so I think this is just going to allow us to get better focus, more strategic about managing these resources.
When we talk about agriculture, I think that what gets lost, Dan, is the fact that agriculture is still big business here in the state of Michigan, and they had a booming season as the weather was great and crops were abundant.
Tony, it's probably the best kept secret in the state. You know, Michigan agriculture is second only to California in diversity of what we grow. You know, there's over 200 different commodities. We lead the nation in eight, and agriculture has been a success story compared to other sectors. And I anticipate that on into the future. I mean, recognize, again, that we do have this great water resource, proximity to markets, this great agriculture diversity, and agriculture in Michigan will be a big economic contributor for many years to come.
And Dan, finally, a judge blocked the closing of the locks in Chicago. Asian carp is a huge issue here in the state of Michigan. The Army Corps of Engineers have gotten several thousand dollars so that they can explore what the Asian carp are doing if they've infiltrated the Great Lakes. What's your stance on the Asian carp?
We have to be very aggressive to prevent the Asian carp from getting into the Great Lakes. Governor-elect Snyder has talked about that during the campaign. You know, we sit in the center of 20% of the world's fresh water. We have to take leadership on this issue, and there's no we just have to. I mean, it is the long-term future is one of the key assets that is going to, again, allow us to be successful. And so we have to be very aggressive on this issue.
Is there anything that you have at the top of your agenda that you see will really help Michigan and advance Michigan when it comes to agriculture, environmental quality, and natural resources?
Top of the agenda immediately is getting the departments organized around good customer service. I think that's the immediate challenge. I mean, we have to be responsive to the citizens' needs to protect the environment and our stakeholder groups, and do it in a way, again, that we can utilize the challenging resource that we're going to be given. So that'll be the immediate focus and priority for us. And so customer service and being responsive, I think citizens are asking of that of state government, and we plan to make that a priority.
All right, Dan, thanks so much. Going to keep your number in the phone book here. I know we'll have other issues to talk about. Thanks so much for your time today.
Tony, I look forward to talking to you.